You are listening to Yoga Boss, episode 180.
Welcome to the Yoga Boss podcast. Do you feel like you were meant to have a successful career in the yoga industry? Like you got into this industry to truly help your students, but you're struggling to actually make money? Or you know that marketing your business is essential, but don't know how to make it intentional and effective for you? Maybe you have already had some success, but you're ready to scale to multiple six figures. Building a profitable yoga business is less complicated and easier than you know. It takes business strategy and a yoga boss mindset. When you are ready to work on your business, instead of in it, this is the podcast for you. Now your host, Jackie Murphy, the business coach just for yoga teachers.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Yoga Boss. I am Jackie Murphy, and this episode, we are diving into the mindset that supports you when you are completing follow-ups in your business. When you Google what is a follow-up, there are many definitions that come up, but the one that I really loved and resonated with what I want to teach you today is this. Follow-up is the process of completing an activity, period. The process of completing an activity. There are many different times in your business when it is your responsibility, your role to follow up with potential students who have expressed some kind of interest in what you offer. Just this past week, I was on a private session with one of my one-to-one clients, and she just got off a sales call right before a session, and the person on the sales call was a great fit for her offer, told her, I really want to do this, and I'm not ready financially right now. I will be ready in August or September. And my client, understandably so, came off this sales call thinking, this person is a no. They were a no. What a bummer. And when she told me this, what I told her was, no, this person isn't a no. We're not over. This isn't done. This relationship is not complete. This person now goes on to our follow-up list. This person becomes someone that we set a reminder to follow up with in August or September for the sake of completing an activity, of completing the process. There are so many times when you may be following up with potential students in your business, and the mindset that you have or the way that you think about those follow-ups will impact what you say and what you don't say, and ultimately they will impact how effective your follow-ups are for creating paid students in your business. The mindset that will harm you when you do follow-ups is a mindset that is focused on getting the sale. If you go into a follow-up conversation with someone who has expressed interest in your offer and you are thinking, I need to get the sale, I need them to say yes, so let me follow up and let me rush them along in this process so that they buy quicker, of course, that's going to come out in the way that you talk to the person. Maybe you'll be one of the person who like double messages or double text and comes across a little bit graspy or needy, or maybe you won't spend the time really getting to know the person in front of you, asking questions to better understand their problem and really see if you can help. Or maybe you won't spend the time to be thoughtful and intentional with your follow-ups, but instead do it as if it is a checkbox item on your to-do list. And I am guilty of this myself. So there's no judgment or criticism here. We are all learning together and doing better together. When we were running teacher trainings down here at the studio, we would create a running list of potential people who had expressed some kind of interest in the teacher training, and we would call it our lead list. And we would track the names on a spreadsheet, and we would track why they were interested, what they said, when was the last time we talked to them, when was the next time we were going to talk to them, and what the outcome was. And everyone had access to this document, and we were all tracking these potential leads. And that is how we talked about these people. We saw them as leads, and we saw the follow-ups as a thing that we had to do, a checkbox item. And so, of course, that comes across in how genuine or authentic or how much time we spent really getting to know these people and helping them. Now, I'm not going to say that we were just awful and didn't see the person in front of us at all. Like, we genuinely cared about who signed up for teacher training and wanted these people to be there. But the way that we were doing the business side of things was very mechanical and very much like we were following up just so that we could say that we did it, not because it was something that we genuinely wanted to be doing. So I have made this mistake myself. Have you been there where you know following up is important in your business, but it is one of those things that maybe you put off, or when you do, you try and do as fast as possible without the right mindset of how to follow up with someone? So what is the right mindset before you go into a follow-up conversation? I want you to think about your experience leading a new student through a physical asana class. Maybe they tell you that they have a little bit of wrist pain, and so you show them a modification for down dog. Maybe you get them into tabletop, or instead of doing chaturanga on their wrist, you give them a way to do it where it's not so much pressure on their wrist. After this class, naturally, as the teacher, you are going to follow up and say, hey, how did that feel? Did that work for you? And they'll tell you if it worked or didn't work. Maybe you'll give another suggestion. You see them the next class, you'd follow up again. How are you doing? Here's a wrist strengthening exercise I found, etc. It would go on and on as a relationship of you just genuinely checking in on the person. This is the same kind of mindset that I want you to have when you are doing follow-ups for potential students in your business. I want you to think of the follow-up as just the ongoing conversation with the human in front of you so that the two of you can work together to complete an activity. And maybe that activity is they sign up for your program, or maybe that activity is you figure out that you aren't the best fit for them and you refer them to someone else. But every time that you are following up with someone, every time you are engaging in a conversation with someone, your goal is to help them get a win. Your goal is to help them move forward towards what they've told you they want. So when you have this mindset, you will see yourself more as a teacher in following up versus a salesperson. You will see yourself more as a guide. And as the teacher, as the guide, your job is to emit this very calm, confident energy, holding the space for them to rely on you as they go after something that's new for them. It's your job to bring the certainty. It's your job to bring the reassurance. It's your job to bring the wisdom, just like as if you were teaching a student the physical asana. You would bring the wisdom on how to modify. You would bring the certainty that they can still do yoga even with a wrist injury. You would reassure them that it is possible for them. We're going to take all of that and use that in your mindset when you're following up with people. You're putting confidence out. You're putting calm out. You're putting certainty, wisdom, reassurance. You are going to be endlessly patient with these people. It's not about rushing the person to buy. It's about being alongside of them on the journey as you help them complete the activity that they've told you they wanted to complete, whatever that may be for your business. So that patience is going to be key. Now, listen, a part of this mindset is that you are responsible for your business. You are responsible for doing the follow-ups. It is not your student's job to remember to check in with you to see if they can buy your offer. It's not your student's job to go the extra mile to figure out what you have to sell and then take you up on it. That's your job. You want to do the work for them. You want to remove any barrier for them. So I'll give you an example here. Most recently, I was looking for a therapist down here in Charleston, and I found one that I liked, and we had an initial conversation. I was interested, and I said, okay, I'll get back to you with the dates, and I just completely forgot. And then days would go by, and I'd be like, oh my gosh, I have to do that. I haven't followed up with her yet. And another week would go by and be like, oh my gosh, it's on my list of things to do. I have a running list on my phone called Things You Forgot to Do. And it was on there for so many weeks because I just kept forgetting to follow up. Eventually, this therapist reached back out to me to do the follow up and things connected and moved forward. She removed the barrier for me, made it easy for me. That's what you are doing for your students. You are helping them. You're the person that's going to say, hey, you mentioned you were interested in this. Just checking in, would love to get you set up. None of that is pushy or salesy or greedy or graspy. It is you doing your job. Now, when you do this, the more intentional and personal you can be, the better. I want you to think about the friends that you have that if you tell them like a tiny detail of your life or like what's coming up or what you have going on, and the next time you see that friend, they ask about it. They say, how's this going? What happened with this? Tell me more about that. You feel so seen and heard and understood as a friend. That's what I want you to do for your potential students. Make notes if you have. Start a spreadsheet if you can. And write down, okay, I talked to Sarah on Monday, and Sarah really mentioned that she wanted to get back to yoga to feel less stressed because her job has her traveling a lot. So next time you talk to Sarah, it's, hey, how's the traveling going? Have you found time for yoga? And maybe you talk to Mark the next day and Mark really wants to do yoga because he has a new baby at home and is feeling tired and exhausted, but still wants to take care of himself. So you ask him about his baby. You ask him how it's going to be a new dad. Those little touch points of personal, intentional connection will go a very long way when you are following up with people. And in order to do that, you have to have the mindset that that is a person in front of you, that you are continuing a conversation with, that you are nurturing, guiding, teaching so that they can achieve what they've told you they want to achieve. And this does not mean that every person you follow up with will become a paid student. Not at all. Sometimes you will refer students out, or you'll get to a point in the conversation where you both realize it's not the right fit. That's a beautiful thing. But you want to help the people who are in your world come to that decision place, to complete the activity, to move forward in whatever way is best for them. So I want you to prioritize these follow-ups in your business. I have many clients who own studios who have people who've come in for the first time but haven't ever purchased membership. Follow up with those people. Ask them specifically about the class they took Tuesday, 7 p.m. How was it? Come back to this class. You'll like this one next. Follow up with the people who were visiting your studio or in your business and then you haven't heard from anymore. It doesn't have to be perfect. There's no perfect script. I can hear you right now. Okay, but how often should I follow up and what should I say and how do I do it? And like, X, Y, and Z, give me all the how. This is something I taught inside the Infinite 1K course. There is no perfect way. The perfect way is you realizing that you are the teacher, you are the guide, and these people in front of you, you can help. And so follow up with them and continue to help them move along their journey, their path, until they quote unquote complete the activity. All right, my friends, I will follow up with y'all next week. See you in the next episode.